News, I'm Ben Thomas. The Senate's passed a bill to end the government shutdown. It now goes to the House for a final vote. It Donahue reports passage came after a small group of Senate Democrats struck a deal with Republicans.
Eight senators, one an independent, broke with Democrats and are facing blowback. Extending subsidies for health care offered under the Affordable Care Act are not guaranteed under the agreement. Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says the fight is not over.
Doing nothing is unacceptable, but that's the choice the Republican side made in obeisance to Donald Trump.
The president says he supports the agreement.
We'll be opening up our country very quickly.
He says there is a better idea.
We want a healthcare system where we pay the money to the people instead of the insurance companies. And I tell you, we're going to be working on that very hard over the next short period of time, where the people get the money. We're talking about trillions and trillions of dollars where the people get the money.
The legislation includes a reversal of the mass firings of federal workers by the Trump administration since the shutdown began. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The Trump administration's return to the Supreme Court asking it to keep full SNAP food aid payments frozen. Lower courts have ruled the government must keep them flowing. The high court expected to rule Tuesday. Air travelers shouldn't expect the cancellations and delays to clear up quickly. Airlines scrapped more than 2,200 flights Monday as the FAA tries to cut air traffic at 40 major U.S. airports. Air traffic controllers have been working without pay for more than a month. The Supreme Court's rejected a bid to overturn its landmark decision that legalized same-sex marriage nationwide. A judge has ruled the deployment of more than 300 West Virginia National Guard members to Washington, D.C. can continue. And the eastern two-thirds of the country is getting a blast of Arctic air. The National Weather Service says it could bring record low temperatures to the southeast. Cold weather warnings issued for Ohio, West Virginia, and Kentucky, while the Great Lakes and Appalachian Mountains could see as much as 4 inches of snow. This is AP News. On November 10, 1975, the freighter Edmund Fitzgerald sank during a storm in Lake Superior. The wreck memorialized by Gordon Lightfoot.
With a load of iron ore, 26,000 tons more than the Edmund Fitzgerald weighed empty.
Helping inspire the song, the account by Associated Press
that
reporter Harry Atkins.
Was a bone to be chewed when the gales of November.
Now 86, Atkins recalls a Whitefish Bay man listening to radio communications had called AP to say that Fitzgerald was in trouble.
Ship and crew was in peril.
Filing an initial story, Atkins found a pilot to fly him and a photographer over Whitefish Bay. They came upon five responding vessels, but the only signs of the Fitzgerald, an oil slick, a lifeboat, and vest. The bodies of the 29 crew members were never recovered. Atkins says Lightfoot's haunting ballad still chokes him up. For more stories at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.